Welcome, welcome, ladies. I have an exciting treat for you today. I have someone who changed their life through language and created a business that is unbelievable and so powerful. So I want you all to join me in welcoming Miss Sandy Gee. Welcome.
Wow, so nice to see you here.
And Sandy, tell me how you got started in your business.
Okay, actually, that back to 10 years ago when I just immigrated to the United States, I had a very hard time to communicate with people because of my language. After I graduated from college in China, almost about more than 15 years, I hadn't used English. So when I came here, I couldn't understand almost anybody. I couldn't understand my neighbors, and I couldn't communicate with my daughter's teacher. So every day, just like a struggle, I didn't know what to do. But one day, I felt like enough is enough. I need to do something to get this thing done. So I set a goal. I practice English 6 hours a day at least. My English improved a lot. Then I started to analyze the way native speakers spoke, and that helped me understand them better. Soon I started feeling confident enough to talk to people and solve problems by myself. So that was a big breakthrough. I felt so independent. I'm free. And one day my friend suggested me, "Hey, Sandy, you can teach Chinese people English because you can speak both languages, right? That's your advantage." I thought that was a great idea because as a Chinese immigrant, I have gone through all the struggles and the
Struggle.
challenges, right? I feel like I know how to improve listening and speaking quickly, and I'm bilingual. I can explain whatever question people have right away. So that's really great. And if I can help them to improve their English, they can live independent life just like I do. How wonderful it will be, right? So in 2018, I started this business teaching Chinese people English. Yes, here we go.
Yes, and as a former English teacher, you know how animated we get. So, yay, Sandy,
Yes.
doing work that is so needed. There is so much shame that comes along with not being able to speak a language. And people don't understand that just hearing people talk at you every day is not really going to help you learn how to speak that language.
Exactly.
And I've been in the room with English teachers who say, just go and watch this TV show and watch that TV show. And I even, when I was working with students and teaching English, I said to them, would you tell me to watch your TV show and learn your language? No way, because the language that's used in TV is meant to be funny or dramatic and kind of ridiculous for everyday speech. So you asked me about, well, you peeped my profile and you understand that I taught in Japan. And I would go to my Japanese tutor and I would get something from a movie and I would be like, can I use this? And he would be like,
No,
no.
that's not what we really use every day, right?
That's not how we really speak. But I just applaud you for being so courageous. 6 hours a day
At least, yes,
at
sister.
least of study. And then you're taking the torch for the Chinese people that are in that struggle. Wow, that's beautiful. Tell us more.
Yeah, so I know how hard it was. And then I understand all the Chinese people when they saw me, like in the past days, and then they share the experience with me, how difficult they communicate with the native speakers, how difficult they can solve the problems. So I feel like this is what I should do. This is what I'm meant to do. Once I help them, when I see them to conquer that barrier, the language barrier, and they finally like landed their dream job, or they get into a better co like college or university, or some of my students even found their English speaking life partners. So this is not just a language thing. This is a life changing thing. So I feel that momentum in my body. Even when I talk about it, I feel my blood is like floating so fast.
Let it flow, let it flow. Welcome that energy. Oh, wow. Let's teach today, Sandy. Let's
Of
teach.
course, yeah.
People just okay, some people think, "Oh, you're a native speaker of a language, so you can teach a language." That doesn't make you a good teacher.
I totally agree with you.
Understanding the struggle is key. Tell us more about your struggle.
Okay, so for example, when I was in school, and then we learned when people ask you, "Hey, how are you?" There's an answer like, "Fine, thank you." That's the pattern what we learned at school. And then my neighbor asked me, "Hey, how are you?" I asked her, "How are you?" And then I was waiting for "Fine, thank you, and you?" And she said, "I'm hanging in there." Right? What does that mean? And one day I said bye-bye to one of my daughter's friend's parent. And then she said, "Have a good one." I didn't even know what does "have a good one," what does the
Where
one mean?
you take
We didn't learn that at a school. Because different thing. So that's one thing, like expressions, like the way they speak, and also the pronunciation, like what are you doing, right? But here I can hear some people, they say, "What you doing? What you doing?" Right? So there are a lot of things need to kind of like study more and go deeper. And I summarize that. So when I teach my students, I can tell them right away, 20 rules American native speakers they usually use in daily conversation, so they can easily to improve their listening skills. And for speaking, the same thing, we have different way to pronounce words. It's different from what we learned at school.
Tremendously different. I just want to take a moment to try and get people in America to put themselves in the place of a person because a lot of ha haven't, a lot of people haven't had that experience. I was fortunate enough to go and live in Japan. And well, one thing that I was just thinking about the other day was enunciation. Not just pronunciation, but enunciation. Because recently I've been watching the movie Godzilla. It's like a Godzilla marathon on, and it's in Japanese. And it's in black and white. So it's very traditional Japanese that they're using. And they keep their mouth so tightly closed that the words come out a totally different way. And it was a real struggle. For some, not all, but some of my students that were just speaking in a traditional way, which is good, to enunciate the way English native speakers speak. So, for the first example, I would say is Godzilla. Godzilla.
Godzilla.
Godzilla. We're catching flies that open up your mouth and feel the breeze. And in the movies, it's like Godzilla, Godzilla. So it's coming from here. It's not so much opening the mouth, Godzilla. And I remember having students that struggled with that. And so when this is what I want to say is that when you go to their country and you try and speak their language and you're like, rah, 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 rah. It can sound a little ridiculous. And, they could hear you coming from a mile away because you're just, opening your mouth so wide and kind of butchering the language, which is okay because that's how you learn.
Right, exactly. So speaking of that, I feel like some people, some immigrants, they might feel like so scared of speaking because they're worried about, oh, what if I make any mistakes, grammar mistakes, pronunciation mistakes? What if a native speaker asks me, excuse me? And then they feel like, maybe I shouldn't say anything, right? That would be safer, right? But actually, this is not the way we learn. So everybody, even native speakers, they make mistakes all the time.
Yes, we
Right? Grammar mistakes, very common.
do.
So I encourage my students, just say it. So you are allowed to make mistakes. That's how we learn, and nobody's perfect, right? So when you speak, when you make mistakes, when I notice that, I can help you correct that. So at that point, you can make more improvement, right? So this is how I communicate with them. So they just, especially when we ha because we have an English community every Saturday afternoon, and then we have that I invite some native speakers like students and then adults to join this community, help my students from different countries so they can practice communicate with native speakers to improve their listening and speaking. When they make any mistakes, native speakers just tell them politely, here is the way we say that, so they can right away learn.
Yes. And I mean, the brain gets harder and harder the older you get.
Exactly.
There's so many aspects of this. Like children are able to learn two and three languages at a time, but parents are afraid, oh my goodness, they're making mistakes. They're not going to learn it. No, I mean, that's how a lot of cultures have been lost. Because the parents said, okay, you're in this country, you learn English, and we'll put our native language aside. But children, they can absorb it all and they make those mistakes and they learn from those mistakes.
It's so easy for children to pick up a language. But for adults, I have a lot of Chinese immigrants, which they are adults. But what we do is we just use limited time because they are busy. Usually they have a job, right? So we use a limited time and then I just teach them what they need in their daily life. The
Excellent.
purpose is different. Their goal is not to become an English teacher. Their goal is to use English to solve everyday problems. So they tell me, this is what I want to learn. So I teach that part. Also, every day, if they have any sentences they want to know how to say in English, they send me those sentences. I right away tell them how to say and also give them a recording. They can practice with it. So this is how they learn every day.
And I want to just stress to native speakers, when someone asks you how do you say this, and you give them an answer, give them one answer. Don't give them 10 different ways. I experienced that in Japan. They're like, oh, you can say it like this, and you can say it like this, and you can say it like this. That's a lot of language to try and keep in your brain at one time. If somebody gives you their name and a few minutes later you've forgotten it, how do you think you're going to remember a bunch of phrases that someone gives you at the same time?
Exactly. I think I totally agree with you. One banana at a time. So if they want to know this sentence in your language, just tell them one way to say that. Start from there. Once they practice, they get used to it. Maybe the smallest, shortest sentence better because it's easy to remember, right? So once they can use it, then you can tell them, actually, we have different ways to say that. Here's some choices. But I usually tell them you can actually separate what I teach you. One part you can just understand. That part is for understanding native speakers. You don't have to remember word by word. You don't have to even use it. The other part is what you really need to like understand, and you will be able to use it. This is everyday conversation, which I want to use it. You need to practice a lot until you can speak without reading a piece of paper or listening to somebody's voice, so you can do it by yourself. I always tell them you can separate whatever I tell you, I teach you. One part is just for understanding. When people say that, you understand. That's it. The other part, you practice a lot, and then you can finally say it, use it.
And let's talk a little bit more about this shame, because whether it be in business or in language learning, it's a struggle, and especially for women. That's why I have such a heart for women entrepreneurs, because there's so much shame on making a mistake and being judged.
Yes,
So much
yes.
shame around that.
I think this is really something I'd like to talk about too, because, especially in China, Chinese culture, in school, students kind of like not allowed to make any mistakes. When you make mistakes, you
Sure.
know the result, be punished. For example, if you write a word wrong, and then the teacher might will ask you, okay, go home and copy this word 50 times. So, or the old days when I was in middle school, if students made any mistakes, they might get like different punishment, which is even worse than that. Maybe go stand there for half an hour, or stand in the very back of this classroom. So that kind of punishment really made you feel like I can't make any mistakes, otherwise I'll be.
Magnified the shame. Wow.
So
Yeah.
really, really bad. But after I came here, I learned a lot of different cultures, actually, because America is international country, right? People from all over the world. And I feel like you're allowed to make mistakes, right? And then because of mistakes, that's a real treasure of our life. We learn from that. Just like no pain, no gain. Exactly true. So once we make mistakes, we fall, we stand up, we know, oh, it hurts. Next time, wear pants. Don't wear shorts when you run this, on this kind of like ground, right? So you learn from that. So why not? Nothing wrong with making mistakes.
Fantastic. And how did you build a business? Like, what is the name of your business, and what were the first steps in creating this new business?
Okay, cool. That's a great question. My business, the name of it is Global English Center. And I know Chinese people, they are all over the world. They're explorers. So I feel like this is not like a very limited business, can be like a global. So that's why I named it Global English Center, to help people from different country, but they are from China. They have the same like origin, just like me. So that's my original idea of my business. The first step, actually, I started from 2017, just spent 2 months to prepare every units, and then asked my friend, native speakers, to go through all the units I created to make sure every single sentence are very authentic sentence.
What an amazing woman. I mean, you're so thorough, and you spent 6 hours just teaching yourself the language, minimum 6 hours teaching yourself a language, and now you've created these units so well prepared for them emotionally and physically, mentally, all those parts that come into learning a language. That's amazing. That's
Yeah,
amazing.
I love them, and I want to see their progress
You want
as
to see
soon
the
as
progress?
possible, because the most valuable thing is not the money, it's the time. Especially for adults, they need the time to do something very important. So I try to help them as soon as possible, as fast as I can, and then give them the most efficient way to just do it, and then they can get it.
Yeah, I wanna just take a moment and ask our listeners, to close their eyes, imagine you're in bed, you had a great day and you woke up one morning and you went outside. Let's say it's the 4th of July and there's a big picnic. And now everybody around you is speaking Japanese.
That's like, right?
And
Konnichiwa.
you feel if you woke up one day and no one spoke your language and you needed to get to from point A to B? Would you hope that people would have some kindness and some understanding and just work with you while you slowly learn something that you've never learned before? And that's what non-native speakers need. They need a little bit of empathy, a lot of empathy. And I applaud you for doing that. And I just really want people to take the time and put themselves in their shoes. We all want to make a better life for our children. So understand when someone comes and they take on that struggle of I'm not even speaking, because there are many out there that I've met that don't even get out of the house. I mean, why would you? If you feel like everybody's having a good time except you, it can be so disempowering. But making those mistakes, as you said, and getting a hold of a tutor like Sandy to guide you along can be freeing, because not having a voice, it's like taking away part of your personality, your individuality, the respect that you deserve as a human being.
Yeah, I totally get it. Actually, when you asked us to imagine that situation when you wake up and then nobody speaks your native language, I got something actually. That's gold. Thank you so much. What I got is be patient. Be patient. Be patient. Whenever you see a non-native speaker on the street, if they ask you any questions, if you are struggling to talk to a native speaker, you can stand by and then just gently ask them, do you need help? Do you want me to translate that for you, please? Right? Just a little like question, or give them a little hand. You will feel like so loved, right?
It's a huge thing, and a lot of us can be sheltered. We go to travel spots and the waiter or somebody speaks to us, because I also worked in Italy, and they speak to us in broken Italian, or we speak in broken Italian to the waiter, and he just hey, he's very patient. It's okay, I know you want pizza, so it's fine. But just imagine that you step out of that, sheltered tourism environment, and now you have to find your way back to the hotel without language. It's scary. So it just,
Yeah.
when you see someone doing that and coming to America for a better life, applaud them and just take a moment to hold space for them.
Yeah,
For their
give them some
knowledge.
love, right? Care.
Yeah, and so you are courageous and phenomenal, Sandy B.
And then, yeah, some of my students, they went to, adult school, which is free, right? She told me she went to adult school for 8 years and didn't make too much progress
Okay.
from that. And then after 1 month, she had the training with me. She cried just like a baby. She said, I never thought I could speak English this fluently.
Oof, you hit on something big. What I saw in a lot of language schools that I work with, they try to make you feel as if there is something wrong with you. Yeah, because it's a business, especially the bigger companies. It's a big business to keep you paying for lessons again and again, and you're not making progress, and you have this wonderful, gorgeous salesperson that will tell you just a few more packages or a few more months, and you'll get there. And then you get in the class and you don't make that progress, you think, it's me.
It's my problem, right?
Right. It's not. It's not.
Actually, I want to share a very quick game I played with my students. Very, very interesting. And whenever I have the interview with them, the first interview, I would always play one game with them, just a couple seconds. I said, okay, so would you like to tell me if you see somebody first time you meet them and then you ask their name, right? What would you say? You'll say, what's your name, right? So as I asked them second question, okay, now you want to ask her mom's name. How do you ask that? And then it kind of like think, translate, what's da da da, what's your mom name, like that. And then I'll ask the third question, like, now you want to ask her grandfather's name. So that question will take even longer. Why? So I ask them, why do you think it's like this? Three questions, completely different, or it's just so hard to say it in English. And then they got it. They say, actually, because the first question, what's your name? They already practice, already used many times, 50 times, 100 times. That's the key. Actually, language is not that hard. So I ask them, do you think it's logical if we practice every sentence just like as many times as what's your name? Then every sentence should be as fluent as that sentence. Do you agree with me? So they say, yes. Yes. And then even before they watch a lot of videos, but watching doesn't mean you can speak fluently because you use different part of your body.
Brain. Yes, and that's what I was thinking.
Right? If you want to speak fluently, where should you train? Train your mouth all the time, right? That's it. That's very simple. That's the key.
And you touched on, yeah, this is something I try to explain to a lot of students and a lot of parents. Language, speaking a language, happens in a different part of the brain. So, when your child is not speaking, but she understands everything her grandparents are saying, she's not being lazy, and you don't want to jump on her and say, your grandparents, they might not understand this, and they're saying, you're being lazy, come on, just open up and speak. That muscle has never been activated. And the more shame that family members unintentionally bring upon them by laughing, the more they're going to shut down and be silent. So it's a double-edged sword. They're coming to a different country and they learn this language so well, and then they go back and they try to interact with relatives and they're getting shamed again because they haven't mastered that. So it's really important to hold space for them and say, yeah, this is the pathway.
Yeah, it's possible and it's not that hard, really, because I already experienced the whole process. Speaking English fluently is not that hard. And as long as you do the work every day, just like break the big task into small pieces. That's what I usually do. Because sometimes like how much do I need to practice? How much like how hard I have to do to get that point. Okay, so just every day practice 20 to 30 minutes, just keep speaking, and then you will eventually get the point. Even after 10 classes, you can see the big difference.
Okay. And so I'm guessing that you are going to plan, you have big plans to expand your business. Tell me about those big plans.
Okay,
What does
yes.
it look like?
So I feel like in the future, so the first goal of myself is about my self-growth. Let's start from there. I want to become a great English speaker so that I can help millions of Chinese immigrants improve their English and have better life. So my business will never outgrow my self-development. So the first step is about my self-improvement. So I want to like study more, grow, do more, be more, become better person so I can help more people.
Self-improvement is key. It's key to everything. It's key to learning a language. It's key to growing a business. It's key to succeeding in relationship. It is a big part of it. And you are setting an example by being a role model for that. Because I understand what you're saying. Learning a language is not difficult. Like people say, oh, you learn Japanese, you speak Japanese. That's very difficult. No, it's just a language. What is difficult is getting past the mindset. Oh, worrying about making mistakes or feeling shamed or being embarrassed or humiliated or outnumbered, like I gave in the example where everybody is speaking and having a good time at the 4th of July party and you can't interact with that. So you just want to, run back inside the house. It's the mindset piece is so key. And my business now is helping women get confident on camera and show up and talk about their business and get more visibility. And they have to work through that mindset that someone told them, as you said, stand in the corner because
How wonderful you can help women to be more visible, and then they, that's very useful. I can share with whoever is watching this interview. I'd like to tell them, you know what? Before I didn't even use Facebook, and then after I learned, oh, actually, I can make some videos and then posted them on Facebook. You know what? After I posted just the first one in my life about my business, mini story about myself, and I got two new clients. One is from Poland, the other one is from China. So actually, this is very important. I thank you so much to help women entrepreneurs to get more visibility so they can get better chance, better opportunities, and then grow their business. This is very, very important. It's helpful, sisters, if you are watching this.
I couldn't have said it better because we have so much to give. And right now is the age of showing up online. If you want to promote your business and grow your business and connect with people, it's so important. So we have so much to give, and I just want every woman in the world, like you said, global, to recognize that power within and activate it.
You're good enough. You deserve it. Trust yourself, and then you have been doing all you are doing for so many years. This is a time for you to shine.
Yes. Thank you for joining me here today.
Thank you,
And
Adira.
I look forward to connecting with you further again and again, Sandy.
Sure. If you need my help, just let me know. And I'd like to support you as well because we're both sisters. And if we can help each other, support each other, and then we can be stronger because we are not alone, right?
Stronger together.
Yes.
Yes,
Thank
yes,
you.
yes.